Broadcasting across the Steel City, this is 101.5 The Hawk.
Welcome to the pop-up show on 101.5 The Hawk. My name's Kareem Mosna, and for this week on the pop-up show, inspired by a documentary about Brian Eno that I've been streaming called The Man Who Fell to Earth, the first ever documentary film about Eno. As Brian Eno, in many ways, was well ahead of its time, starting with his work with Roxy Music and into his solo career. But we'll touch on more than just Eno in the pop-up show. All artists or bands that were ahead of their time on the pop-up show this week. But coincidentally, we start off with an album that Eno produced. David Bowie's Low album. And this is Sound and Vision. There you go, another artist, always ahead of the curve. Bowie and Eno on 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doo 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 doo.
When you think of bands that were really ahead of their time, Kraftwerk is certainly top of mind. That's Radioactivity, title track from their 1975 album, using the synthesizers in ways not heard before. Just before Kraftwerk, lyrics that certainly had not been heard before in the pop world, Lou Reed, with his one top 40 hit, Walk on the Wild Side, from 1972, and David Bowie from the Low album with Sound and Vision, produced by Brian Eno, who inspired this pop-up hour, all featuring music ahead of its time. As we go now to some Brian Eno, this from the Another Green World release, which came out in 1975. This is Spirits Drifting.
Time to hang a sign on me.
people standing round who'll screw you in the ground. They'll fill you in with all the sins you'll see. I'll make love to you if you want me to.
You're listening to CIOI The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
101.5 The Hawk. This is the Ahead of Their Time pop-up hour. And that album came out in 1997, foretelling the 21st century, Radiohead's OK Computer. And really, you put that album on, it still sounds pretty futuristic even today. Before Radiohead, we heard Love You Too from the Beatles, from the Revolver release from 1966. Now, I could have gone with the obvious Tomorrow Never Knows, but I thought, well, we'd go with a track that sees George Harrison applying his skills on the sitar, having learned it from Ravi Shankar. And that mixture of Eastern influence with pop music, well, you still see it today in a lot of trip-hop and electronic music, such as Thievery Corporation. And off the top of the set, Spirits Drifting from Brian Eno, the impetus for this week's pop-up. Kareem Mosnell on with you. Now to 2006, and an album that hinted at the indie folk sound that would dominate in the decade that followed, the 2010s. But from 2007, For Emma Forever Ago was released. This is Bon Iver and Skinny Love on 101.5 The Hawk.
Who is Listening to C101.5 FM, The Ha, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
there's people showing up in the bottom. Give another good example. You see that jet in a regal suit, there ain't nothing damn near blown his cool to the bottom. He was a doctor helping young girls along. If they wasn't too far gonna have problems. But the offenders of the dollar eagle said, what you doing, man? Illegal. Now he's in the bottle. And now we watch him every day. He's trying to chase the prisons away from the bottom. He turned to me, he said, man, now, don't you think it's a crime?
The Hawk on the pop-up show, and certainly a precursor to hip-hop. Gil Scott-Heron with The Bottle. Now, Gil Scott-Heron didn't like being associated with hip-hop, but you can certainly hear the influence on so many of the hip-hop greats that were to come, including Grandmaster Flash on that one. Gil Scott-Heron from 1974, and just before that, some Canadian music that's ahead of its time. Feist with Secret Heart. We heard Ludovico Einaudi from Italy, and I got a chance to meet him. Such a cool guy. Started talking all about Northern Italy and my relatives and stuff. That's Fly from Ludovico Einaudi, and also in there, Skinny Love from Bon Iver. Kareem Mosnell on with you. Got time for a few more artists and bands that were ahead of their time. This, if you can believe it, came out in 1983, but if it came out today, it would sound just as fresh and contemporary now. Violent Femmes got a blister in the sun on 101.5 The Hawk.
Check you out. Let me go on like I blister. Stay my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. When I'm walking, stop, and I'm so strung out, I'm high as a kite, I just my hands up to check you out. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Stop.
101.5 The Hawk, this is the pop-up show. This week we featured artists and bands that were ahead of their time. And it would be a crime to not include some Bjork in that theme. That is Army of Me. And the Violent Femmes in there, Blister in the Sun, dating all the way back to 1983. Kareem Mosnell on with you in time to put a wrap on this week's pop-up show. Thank you so much for listening and for joining me. Going to leave you with some Moby, but first, got another track that dates back to 1983, and it is our station manager Brian Webb's favorite song. So this one goes out to you, Brian. Psychic TV and The Orchids, 101.5, The Hawk.
Settle, windows forced open, shut again. A flytrap and a petal. My eyes burn and claws rush to fill them. And in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. It is so clear I realize that here at last I have my
na 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 this is good.
Listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hello.